Last week, Ingham County commissioners voted 13-1 to demand that the city of Lansing pay the $1.1 million the county says it is owed for pension and health insurance obligations for the 34 city-employed 911 dispatchers who were transferred last year to the new Ingham County Dispatch Center. The county's deadline is January 15th. If payment's not received by then, they say they'll sue the city. Here to offer the city's perspective on this dispute, Chad Gamble, Chief Operating Officer and Director of Public Service for the City of Lansing. Welcome back, Chad.
Mark, it's great to be here.
Can you help us make sense of what's going on here? And maybe a little history is in order. What was the motivation, the original motivation, to move the city's 911 dispatchers into the county's, into this new 911 center?
Well, the original genesis of this idea came when back almost a decade ago, we looked at the situation and said, well, East Lansing has a 911 dispatch, City of Lansing has a 911 dispatch, Ingham County has a 911 dispatch. And that seems to be an awful lot of redundancy and problems just generally associated with that. So there began a fairly long journey about someone saying, gee, wouldn't it be fantastic if we were able to consolidate and synthesize all these 911 dispatches to a singular countywide dispatch center.
Kind of an early iteration of regionalism there.
Absolutely.
One of the first.
Absolutely. And this began our journey of trying to figure out how we go about doing that.
And update the current situation here for you. Apparently the county feels it's entitled to over $1 million to cover the health and pension obligations of these city employees. Tell us a little bit more about that particular dispute.
Right. We were talking before, and any time someone says, gee, we think we should consolidate, it's not an easy task. I think when Mark D'Antonio said at the beginning of the year, gee, I think we should win the Rose Bowl, it's a simple statement. But, there began a journey, and a lot of hard work went into that, and I think we're going to win. But this is not dissimilar to that. We had a mission and a goal to be able to do something regionally. And when it gets down to the nuts and bolts about OPEB liabilities, about the transfer of these assets that we have been accumulating for these then city employees, we were putting away money for their retirement. And then to find out actually how much money we were putting away for each singular employee over the past 20 years, it takes a lot of getting into the books of exactly calculating what that was. And I don't want to get too detailed, but there's actuarial adjustments, actuarial assumptions that were made, and then there was an adjustment made that looks at the current market, the current way that we are looking at the retirement fund, the return on our investments, the economy, those types of variables. And just before the transfer, that was reset, and it actually brought down the number because of the economy and everything else. You have to remember that this is a very large investment fund, and it performs as does the economy. So there are also a lot of assumptions associated with that. And it was just, I think, a dispute of exactly what that calculation is and how we're able to resolve it.
Are county and city personnel at least beginning to collaborate on what the correct number is? Or has that kind of collaboration been going on? Or is that the process that's just starting right now?
We've been working on this for years. Trying to understand, what that number is, work with the retirement board that from the city's perspective is the board that actually makes the final decision.
But you've got your people in the city working on it, and the county's got their people working on it on the same calculation?
We've been working on this for a number of years. What there was an original calculation that we were operating under back in 2009, I believe. And then periodically, as these adjustments are made and looking at the funds and making targets of how much money we should invest, that number was recalculated, as it normally is. And based on that recalculation, those two numbers were different. And thus, that's the crux of the issue of, whose number is right. And we've been meeting very collaboratively with the county. And I think, you know, some people perhaps get impatient with a very difficult process. And I have all the confidence in the world. And Tim Dolehaney, the county controller, he and I and the rest of our respective teams can find a way for this to win, because we've got a lot more work to do out there as far as regionalism, as far as working together.
I should say.
And some of these things, they're hard. And you know, if everything was easy, you know, we would all be on a beach somewhere just making money. But this is a hard thing, and this is what, you know, our citizens, the county people who in the same, we're representing the same people. We owe it to them to work really hard to do something which is right. And when it gets tough, we can't abandon ship. We can't do something that we don't think is prudent for those people. We need to work hard.
What do you make, though, of the county's setting of this deadline in January, which implies the opportunity to file a lawsuit or their willingness to file a lawsuit?
Well, I think, like I said, some people get a little impatient, and they don't understand the big picture. Is working to get a regional approach to this, amongst many things, is not easy. It's hard, and some things weren't originally anticipated. But that doesn't mean we should just abandon ship. You know, we are very symbiotic entities. We make up a lot of the county. The county makes up a lot of the city of Lansing. You know, we are they, and they are we, and we owe it to work together. And not stop until we're able to solve this issue, because this is going to be the cookie cutter for many other agreements, many other opportunities that we have to work together to streamline our services, to save money for county residents and city residents.
But does this possibility of a lawsuit help or hurt?
Well, certainly, you know, the commissioners who voted, we don't like them to vote to sue the city. And I think that's just a representative of perhaps their impatience and being a little bit step back from that. From our point of view, it doesn't hurt, because I know that Tim and I and our teams are going to be able to get it done. There's no question in my mind that their hard work and our hard work are going to pay off, and we're going to come to an agreement that is mutually acceptable.
And it really boils down to the figure. Is there one number? I mean, or there's a series of numbers that you have to come to agreement on?
There is a couple of different numbers that we have to come to agreement on. And there was a transfer agreement that kind of, you know, all kind of tried to bookend this, and you know that, you know, no agreement anticipates every single solitary variable that can come into play. And because this took a little bit longer than was anticipated, there was a couple things that became part of that we weren't able to look at in our crystal ball when this was originally inked. So, and that's really it, is just trying to get to a win, is trying to get to make the two systems whole, the monies that will be transferred to the county and the system from which the monies are being transferred. So we want to make sure that those two systems are whole, that it is a fair and equitable transfer, that the board that oversees the retirement system can look at it and say, yes, this is a good thing for both parties.
We're talking with Chad Gamble, who's the City of Lansing's Chief Operating Officer and Director of Public Service. In addition to pension obligations, retiree health insurance is another part of the discussion. Tell us about that.
That number is actually being calculated. It was put back on a back burner, agreeable to try and bring this pension calculation to an end. And we're going to be meeting with the county just before the 15th of January and trying to give them an estimate of that. And that falls into the same calculation where we're going back 20 years in some instances and trying to find out what contributions were made on behalf of the city, what contributions were made by the employee, and then try to get down to an exact number.
How do you expect this to play out, Chad? Will it come down to a mediator?
I don't think so. I think that we will be able to work this out. There may be perhaps a third party that might be brought in. You know, they have their number and we have our number. And maybe we bring in, you know, someone else who says, okay, well, let's see what the number is, kind of a mutually agreed to actuarial person.
Where would that person come from?
You know, there's lots of people a whole lot smarter than I am out there who calculate all this stuff. We hired actuarial adjusters That's where the two numbers came from. So if we're able to say, hey, you know, there's another actuarial out there somewhere that's an expert that can come in and we mutually agree to whatever they calculate as the number, that's the number. That could be a way that we will go. But, you know, this is a tough nut to crack, but I think that we're able to do it. And with Tim's leadership at the county and our team, we're able to do something that I think, again, is going to be acceptable to both parties.
I mean, the county seems to have clearly demonstrated their impatience, though. 13-1 vote. I guess my question is, can you come up with these important figures? Can you come to an agreement on these important figures by the time that the county would like?
Yeah, I think if we show a progress, as we have been working over the past year, I think they will understand that our mutual goal is to solve this and make sure that transfer is fair and equitable. You know, we have other employees that are in that fund that's, you know, kind of their money as well. So when you transfer that money out, you want to make sure you get it right. And that's what we're trying to do, is to make sure that from both sides we get it right.
You seem to be characterizing this as more of a friendly disagreement than a battle.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, any time you have regional issues, you know, we're not adversarial to the county. We're going to be working a lot together. And you know, they're very symbiotic. I said before that we have a lot of the same people who live in the county live in the city. And we cannot sit and let some of these things get in the way of progress. There will be lots of things, lots of hurdles that come up, both in life and in our professional careers, that will try to stop good progress. And I understand that perhaps some county commissioners are getting a little impatient. Heck, we're impatient. We would like this thing to be over as well. But, you know, these things are very difficult issues, and I think they just want to see this thing come to an end, as do we. And I think very soon after the new year, I think they're going to get perhaps hopefully a late Christmas present, and we'll get this thing all wrapped up and celebrate.
Hmm. Pension and insurance obligations aside, update us on the 911 center operation. It had its share of challenges early on.
Absolutely. Whenever you transfer those kind of three entities into one, you know, they have different computing systems, they have different standard operating procedures, and I think they went through a growing pains, if you will, in trying to make sure that their service to the county is the best that it possibly can be. And I think that's where it is at, because, you know, that is literally the lifeline for many people.
I know there was confusion over what street in, you know, similarly named, identically named streets in different jurisdictions led to some confusion.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And those potentially a very serious problem.
It is.
Has that been resolved?
Yes. There's been a protocol engaged, a committee by, you know, the fire chiefs and police chiefs, that they get together and look at problems that have come up, you know, as they happen, to make sure that they're not missing anything, that they're not leaving any stone unturned. So that is an important oversight committee that will filter information that comes from each of the communities that are serviced by the county 911 system, to make sure that those issues are known throughout the 911 community and are also communicated to the managers and 911 operators, so they understand the problem, they're educated, and they learn from yesterday so their tomorrows are much better.
Always a good conversation with Chad Gamble, Director of Public Service for the City of Lansing and the city's Chief Operating Officer. Chad, thanks.
Have a blessed Christmas.